With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana reported 82 new lab-confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus today from over 3,500 test results. Nearly 2,000 people are sick with the COVID-19 illness statewide. That includes 134 hospitalized patients. The Hardin School District announced Saturday that multiple students had tested positive for COVID-19. The Bighorn County Health Department says the positive confirmations may have a large impact on other students and staff. Bighorn, Cascade, Flathead, Rosebud, and Yellowstone counties all report more than 100 active cases. The first case of a COVID-19-related inflammatory disease in Montana has been reported in a child from Teton County. County health officials say the patient received treatment at Primary Children's Hospital in Salt Lake City for multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children is a condition in which different body parts become inflamed. The cause is unknown, but many of the children previously had the virus that causes COVID-19 or had been around someone with the respiratory virus. The Montana child is home and recovering. I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi.
I'm Charles Bolte. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for the eastern two-thirds of Montana as well as north-central Wyoming. The warning will be in effect from noon tomorrow through midnight Wednesday, YPR's Kay Erickson reports.
NWS reports low humidity, hot temperatures, and strong gusty winds paired with an incoming cold front will create erratic fire behavior, which could last the rest of the week. No precipitation is expected with this weather system. The Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation reminds everyone to recreate and work outdoors responsibly during these times of critical fire danger and avoid any activity that may create flames or sparks. I'm Kay Erickson, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
A section of the Hebgen Reservoir near West Yellowstone is closed due to a toxic algae bloom. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The Rainbow Point shoreline is closed after lab tests Saturday confirmed the presence of a neurotoxin, which is produced after certain types of blue-green algae rapidly grow and decay. People, pets, and livestock that swallow or have prolonged exposure to this type of toxin may experience convulsions, paralysis, or death. A spokesperson with Northwestern Energy, which operates Hebgen Dam and regularly monitors the reservoir for algae blooms, told YPR its hydrology team first detected toxins August 19th in the Quarry Spring area northeast of Rainbow Point. Algae blooms occur almost every year at Hebgen, usually mid to late August. The last toxic bloom on the reservoir was October 2016. Montana has had 28 confirmed toxic algae blooms so far this year, according to the state's health department. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Cloudy skies, wetting rains, and significantly cooler weather had a calming effect today on fires burning in central Idaho and western Montana. Crews are wrapping up work on a wildfire that scorched almost 12,000 acres, about 30 miles east of Salmon, Idaho. The Bear Creek fire is now 85% contained. Crews are now mopping up hotspots. Another Idaho wildfire, the 2,700-acre Schistler Fire, which has sent smoke into Montana over the past couple of weeks, is now 15% contained. In that incident's final update today, officials said snow and cooler temperatures have moderated fire behavior. The lightning-caused Drumming Fire continues its creep through the understory about 25 miles east of Essex, Montana. 11 firefighters are working that 400-acre blaze, which is belching smoke visible from communities along the Continental Divide. 268 firefighters continue their work to suppress the 2,100-acre Cinnabar Fire that has closed the Lolo National Forest Welcome Creek Wilderness, along with some roads and trails outside the wilderness boundary. Western Montana's temperatures climb back into the 80s tomorrow and into the low 90s by Friday. I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi.
I'm Charles Bolte. The cold front hovering over Montana is expected to help fire crews battling area wildfires, including two in eastern Montana. YPR's Kay Erickson reports.
Rain showers and possible snow flurries are expected to help subdue the lightning-caused Lone Star Fire burning 960 acres in Yellowstone National Park. But the warming and drying weather trend predicted for later in the week could cause the fire to flare back up. Fire crews have the Lone Star Fire at an estimated 35% contained. Fire crews report the northwest flank of the fire burning south of Old Faithful was the most active on Sunday, with some single tree torching. Crews worked on protecting key infrastructure around Old Faithful and the cabins behind Snow Lodge on Sunday. Cooler temperatures are expected to aid the 35 fire personnel fighting the Prairie Dog Fire, burning on Forest Service land south of Ashland in southeast Montana. The lightning-caused fire is burning in timber and tall grass and is threatening several structures. The 140-acre fire is 50% contained. I'm Kay Erickson, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Charles Bolte.